Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about what I'm taking at the moment, give everyone a bit of an update on what's working and what's not, from a nootropics through to vitamin B, through to CBD and THC oils. I've been doing those for a little while now, so I want to share what's working, what I like, what I don't like, and just give people an update of what I'm doing for my health to help my brain, because some days it frustrates the hell out of me. So I'm gonna share all of that today. So let's dive in. Okay, for all my regular listeners, I am very sorry this podcast is running late. Like most of my life, it doesn't always go to plan. So this podcast is about a day and a half late. So I do apologize. I hope you still really enjoy it. I'm in a really good zone today, but a day and a half ago, I was just feeling like it's the middle of winter and I just couldn't do it with any energy, right? Like I think my last pod, I was feeling down about myself, down about life, and welcome to the emotional roller coaster of dyslexia and neurodiversity. I'm now back up on a high, or at least a level playing field with a few bonus points floating around. So in today's episode, I was thinking, what can I do? What can I share? I want to share what I'm trying, testing that is working in my supplement regime. You know, I try a lot of supplements. I test and measure them. I see which ones are actually working and affecting my cognition, the way my brain works, and the way my body feels. And I thought I'd share a bunch of, you know, things that are happening in the physical world that are affecting my inner world. You know, what is actually working and what is not. So the first big change is I'm going to go on a 6-week alcohol-free period. Now, I have a fun and exciting friendship with alcohol. Sometimes it's really good to me. Sometimes it's not. And this is all just a story in my head, right? It's never actually that beneficial. But what I will say is when I am sober, my brain cognition is much better. Now, that doesn't just mean, like, I'm sober most days, right? But if I'm coming off the back of even a few drinks the night before, even the week before, it takes a while for it to get out of my system and to get, you know, a little bit of brain fog either way gone. So I think I'm sober 3 or 4 days now. So it's all starting to clear. I'm starting to feel better, which is great. High five that. And so I'm doing that for a little while now. The second thing I wanted to talk about, and this is the other big one in the room, is I've been trialing CBD and THC oils. Now, I must say, I feel CBD has made an impact in calming me, which has been really valuable. It has, you know, it's kind of kept me at a good level. I feel, I want to say I have been focusing in general better. Now, again, this is always the challenge with all of these things. You know, people say you should do everything in a controlled environment. Don't change too much at once. You know, I'm not going to do 1 month trials on this stuff, right? It's not going to happen doing one change and then just waiting for it, right? That's not how the dyslexic ADHD, that type of neurodiverse mind works, right? We want to trial and test things all the time. Keep it interesting. Well, you know, we've got to have some stimulation somehow, especially when we stop drinking. So, so I've been testing a bunch of these. CBD, though, one thing the doctor mentioned is it builds up in your system over time. So once you've had it for a couple of weeks, you know, your levels inside you is growing. So it's starting to have a bigger impact. And every day you top it up, maybe it grows a little, but it stays the same level. So I definitely feel that the longer I've had it, the better it is. My biggest thing is remembering to take it twice a day. There is very likely I'm taking it once to twice a day, depending if I remember in the evening. I do forget from time to time. But overall, I would give that a big giant tick. Now, the THC, on the other hand, and I know there's a lot of countries out there where this is a lot easier to get. In New Zealand, you have to have it for medical purpose. So this is medical grade. I don't even know if that makes it better, but it sounds good, right? Medical grade THC. The government has given this to me. So, for me, you know, completely legal, completely allowed. Now, when I take it, it really works. You know, I'm not going to lie. It's pretty amazing. you know. And I'd also say it's a very much a, it's not a hallucinogenic kind of feeling, but it is a full body relaxant. You know, it, you feel like you're, you know, what's the term, stoned, you know, if you're smoking pot, you do feel it in your body. And you've got to be cautious, I feel, the amount you've, I've taken. I've probably used it 3 times since I got it, maybe 4. And majority of the time, it's been very low dose. There was one time I did it about 3x the dose, and I really did feel it. I did have a little bit of the giggles. But what I would say is my body felt great. I felt really down to earth. I was really relaxed. I was having a stressful day and it de-stressed me. So it did the job. I definitely wouldn't drive on it and I wouldn't handle machinery 100%. Definitely didn't do any garden excavation with a digger. I can guarantee that. But I think it's a really good backup. There are days where you're just like, oh my God, I want to hide from the day. Let's just say it definitely chills you out, and I could even work on it, which is good. I could do some work, and it's kind of, I stop worrying about the future, and I come back into the present, which is the whole goal, right? So it has worked in that respect, but I wouldn't take it on a daily basis. I would take it as a secondary to everything else. I don't think it's, I don't think it has the right impact. And it definitely would help with sleep as well. I've used it once for sleep, and yeah, I definitely passed out, so that's a good thing. What else is happening in my life? The other thing I'm trialing at the moment is a vitamin B complex. Now, I used to use this, and then I stopped for ages. I can't even tell you why. This was years back. And I found this really good one. It's like this, imagine this real orangey, yellowy B liquid. I got it off iHerb.com. I'll put a link to it in the podcast, so you can jump to iHerb. iHerb is absolutely amazing. Like, we're in little old New Zealand, and it comes from the States. Takes about 3 days to get here. Absolutely amazing. I'll put a link to a bunch of stuff I take in this podcast, so that you can have a look. But it's absolutely been amazing for me. So this vitamin B stuff, I want to say it's like 51,000% your daily recommended B12. Something abnormally weird like that. It has about 4 of the key B vitamins that you need for energy production. And I've definitely found that in the afternoon has definitely been the most valuable one I've had so far to give me the energy to keep going. You can take it up to 4 times a day. I've probably taken it twice a day, most days, especially when I'm working. It has been super valuable in those afternoon lulls. That's gotten a massive tick. The other one as well that I would recommend people, if they're not already taking, is some form of electrolytes. Now, I used to be the guy who'd have a Powerade from time to time, and it would give you a bit of a push. Now, Powerade is basically electrolytes plus sugar. Now, I'm trying to get off the sugar. I definitely don't want to use that as my stimulant. It's never good for you. It never helps in the long run. And so I found this other electrolyte mix, which tastes, in my opinion, as good, but without sugar. And so I mix that with some water in the morning, and it just helps up my hydration. Because I don't know about you, but I'm a shocker at remembering to find water. So that's been a fantastic powder for me as well. What else? High dosing omega-3. Again, it seems to come and go with me doing that. I think there's a benefit to it. I've been told about it. I've had DNA tests saying omega-3 is valuable. I struggle to take it on a regular basis. I think one of the challenges with all these things is you can end up having so much stuff that you're adding to your diet. You know, it makes it tough, right? You can only do so many of these before you go pill crazy. And so I'm definitely more of a fan of the dropper under the tongue, I've found, or in a water bottle scenario than I am of, you know, endless pills. But I am trying to take 1,000 milligrams of EPA omega-3, maybe twice a week now. I probably need it more than that, but, you know, hey, them's the breaks. You know, you're only going to fit into my diet for so long. I'm also taking magnesium threonate before I go to sleep, along with, I believe it's theanine and melatonin, to knock me out at night. If I don't take them, sometimes I just can't sleep. There are sometimes I'm tired enough, I won't take anything. But a lot of the time I'm taking a magnesium supplement to relax my body. I take the one called Theanate because I listened to a podcast with an expert talking about it. And it's a type of magnesium that gets in through your brain walls and does some magic with your brain. So, you know, that sold me. That was pretty easy. Sounded great at the time. So that's the one I use. And then I use some melatonin and theanine gummies that are amazing. They knock me there. Let's just say they knock me out. So I'll pop links to everything in the bio of this pod so you can try them. A lot of these don't cost a huge amount of money. The most expensive in New Zealand is THC and CBD. They're crazy money because it's medical use. And they can just charge it because they've got a complete domination of the market. But things like the vitamin B, the electrolytes, all very cost-effective ways to help yourself and get your brain working. You know, all of us are struggling with executive function challenges. And there's a lot of stuff we can do with breathing, meditation, and those will be in other podcasts as they are. But there are a lot of things we can do with our nutrition and the way we use our health. So, you know, give some of these a try. You know, some you may stick to for life. Some you may stick to for a couple of months. Others may just not be anything for you. But if you get that little kick from a vitamin B hit, or say the electrolytes, you just take it in the morning, you feel good. You know, you keep doing it, right? You keep going with what feels good for you. So make sure you're testing this stuff out. Experiment where you can. All of this, none of this stuff is illegal. And anything that you do need a doctor's certificate, please talk to your doctor first. I am not a doctor and I don't play one on the podcast machine. But this is just me experimenting on myself and giving you my real life experiences. So I'll pop all those links in the pod. Hope you've enjoyed it. Thanks for bearing with me for this being a late pod, and have an epic rest of your day.